The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I got another hero. Yeah, just a few minutes ago, one of our listeners anonymously went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Salvation Army kettle, and dropped a very nice gift into the kettle. And you know who you are. God knows who you are. And thank you. Another anonymous listener just went to thewordcolumbus.com. And the number keeps increasing. We're now at $8,277.72. So that's one more family. We're at 165 families now. Wouldn't it be great if we could get to 200 or at least to 170? We're at 165. $50 takes care of one family. So, again, I just want to thank that anonymous listener. Honestly, I'm not sure how long the banner will be back, will be up. For the Salvation Army campaign, we have reached our goal. I am praising God for that. So while it is up, take advantage of the opportunity to ring the bell. Help some people here in our community. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and drop some money in the kettle like our anonymous caller did just a few minutes ago. Who will join them? Just a couple more thoughts about that yard sign that I saw that said, "You are enough." And what did I do? Slam my brakes on, pull in the driveway, rip the sign out of the yard, go up to the door, ring the doorbell, and throw it in the face? Of course not. I don't know those people. I don't know their motive behind the sign. And I can assure you, they don't think that what's written on that sign, "You are enough," is a lie. They don't think that. But it is. You see, the world is operating on the lie that you don't need God. That's why evolution is so popular. That's why the scientific community is so staunch in defending the theory of evolution, even though the longer we go, the more we know, the more we discover, the more holes we find in evolutionary theory. Evolution is filled with huge holes. And the more we learn, the harder it is to defend evolution. But you see, evolution says there is an explanation for man and mankind that does not require God. It just happened. We don't need God. Because if we acknowledge that God is behind all of this, he's in control. And you see, there is something in our fallen human nature. We want to be in control. We don't want to surrender to God. And again, this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, the serpent. "You're enough. Look at you. You don't need God. You are enough. Just think positive things. Just be positive. Be a positive person. Just choose to be happy." And by the way, In this thing of happiness, your choices are very important. And I believe as a Christian, understanding biblical truth, we can take that biblical truth and we can choose to be happy. But we choose to be happy based not on our goodness, but on the sufficiency of God and His promises. No matter what's going on in my life, I can choose to be happy because I know that God is sovereign, and even the things that I don't understand and even the things I don't like, I can trust God. And therefore I can choose to be happy. But so anyway, how do we respond? I think we respond by compassionately sharing biblical truth. Someone thinks that they are enough. Question that belief. Do you really think you're enough? You don't need God. You don't need anyone else. You really believe that you are enough? And ask people who are operating on that lie whether they're enough. We have such wonderful biblical truth, liberating biblical truth to share with other people. We're not smart alecks, but we do have the answer. We honestly do. We have the answers to the problems of our culture, the problems of our society, because we know the creator and the sustainer of the universe. So I'm not enough, you're not enough, but with Christ, He is my sufficiency. He is my identity. And we have such a wonderful message to proclaim to this very, very dark world that we're living in. All right, before the break, let's go to Jason in Delaware. Hey, Jason, how are you? Haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been got moved to third shift at my job and been really, really busy. I have to repent. I haven't been listening to you, so I gotta look, go to the archives.
your confession is accepted, my son.
It's great, brother. Great show as usual. I've just come across a very, very interesting way of sharing. All my Christian life, I've used defensive tactics, apologetics. You know, someone goes to me, like you brought up in the conversation, Darwinian macroevolution, mm-hmm. how there's so many holes in it. And you know, we bring up those holes when someone raises the objection. You know, how can you be a Christian? And then you answer those objections. Well, I've learned this new term, sir, and I can take my answer off the air. It's called presuppositional apologetics. It's like the reverse. It's like you, instead of waiting for them to ask, you attack. And not in a mean-spirited way, mm-hmm. and I love the way Pastor Jeff Durbin applies it. He does it with love and respect and gentleness. But really, he's attacking, and it's powerful. And I've been enjoying it, and I wonder what your thoughts on this is. I can take my answer off the air.
Well, tell me more what this is. Presuppositional apologetics, is that what you're saying?
That is... I'd like to say I was smart enough, Pastor, but I'm just an old infantryman. So I've been listening. I'm an old Marine grunt. I've been listening to a wonderful Baptist minister by the name of Jeff Durbin, and a Canadian, I don't know if he's Baptist or whatever, a wonderful Christian presuppositional apologist up in from Canada, a Psy something. And okay. What they do, Pastor, is, oh, you're an atheist. Yes. Someone says, yes, I'm an atheist. Okay, so... if you're an atheist, then so what? If you're a descendant of fish, it really doesn't matter if I believe in mythology or not. Why are you angry with that? We're just fish. All we are is stardust from your worldview. Doesn't matter what I do. And if mm-hmm. you have objections with, you know, problems in the Bible or evolution, so what? I believe in a myth. If all we are is monkeys, random monkey stardust, advanced bacteria, who cares? It's an attack. Now, he does it in a nice way, though. I'm doing it kind of mean right now. But, Pastor Jeff's like, I don't mean to hit you with this, with love, but you really believe you're a descendant of fish. It doesn't matter what I believe in. It's just opinion. You don't like it.
Yeah.
For what?
All right.
It's powerful.
Let me look into it.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Let me look into it. And this Durbin fella, I am not familiar with. But yeah, I appreciate it. I'll look into it.
Yeah, Durbin and Psy, they flip the coin on them, and they challenge them. You use your holy books. We know what your holy books say, and it doesn't add up, both philosophically and with evidence. But it doesn't. It attacks the philosophy, and it's powerful. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. God bless you, and glad you're listening again. I understand if you're working third shift, it's hard. All right, good talk to you, and if I don't talk to you later, Merry Christmas to you and your family. All right, Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, fascinating things on Capitol Hill today. Finally, some hearings with actual substance. If you haven't heard, quite different from the impeachment hearings, which were talk about a nothing burger, pure speculation, innuendo, hearsay, and then coming up with two articles of impeachment that are not really impeachable. But anyway, today the Senate held hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee held hearings about the FISA report from Inspector General Michael Horowitz. This long-anticipated report was released, I think, yesterday or the day before, and the Judiciary Committee and the Senate held public hearings today. And, boy, talk about a bombshell. Now, mainstream media is not reporting it as a bombshell. CNN, ABC, CBS, they're not reporting it as a bombshell, but they are reporting that the Justice Department had serious problems. The FBI had serious problems. The thrust of this of the whole investigation was the FISA warrant, which is the Foreign International I should have it here. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, which was what political operatives used to launch an investigation into the Trump campaign and to literally spy on Donald Trump and his campaign. It started with a guy named Carter Page, who was associated with the Trump campaign and so forth. The general summary released by the Inspector General Michael Horowitz said there were fundamental errors all the way up. In fact, the quote, entire chain of command involved in the FBI investigation. Failure. Again, quoting, failure by the entire chain of command involved in the FBI's initial Trump-Russia investigation. It included, quote, so many basic and fundamental errors. Okay. But in the summary report from the Inspector General, he said there was no absolute evidence that it was politically motivated. Well, that was blown out of the water today in reading the report and in the hearings today. We now know that this whole investigation was based on a totally bogus information source paid for by the Democrats and the Clinton campaign. We suspected that. We now know that's true. The FISA warrant, this whole investigation into Russian collusion, it was all based on absolutely bogus information from this so-called Steele dossier, the Russian dossier, which has been proven to be completely false, no merit whatsoever. And we know that that was paid for by the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign through a cover organization, Fusion GPS. That's, we now know that. Now, if the entire investigation was based on bogus information paid for by a political opponent and a political and a Democrat and the Democratic Party, how can you say it wasn't politically motivated? It is a very, very, very serious report. And hey, I'm not an expert on anything, but I believe some people involved in this are going to be in legal trouble. I think there will be prosecutions. I really do. If you have time, read this investigation from Inspector General Michael Horowitz. Read it. The summary does not do it justice. It was a very, very serious breakdown in the Justice Department and particularly the FBI all the way to the highest levels. Here's just one quick quote. We believe this circumstance reflects a failure, not just by those who prepared the FISA applications, but also by the managers and supervisors in the Crossfire Hurricane Chain of Command, which was what it was called, including FBI senior officials who were briefed as the investigation progressed. There were more than 17 serious failures, inaccuracies, and even deliberate forgeries. Yeah. Serious stuff. I believe people will be prosecuted. And love him or hate him, almost everything that Donald Trump said about this investigation, we now know to be true. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.